This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
If you look at the forecast map for Tropical Storm Isaac this morning, you'll see a scary trajectory, one that looks eerily familiar because it has the storm heading straight for New Orleans. But this time, after billions of dollars and years of preparation, New Orleans might actually be ready for a hurricane. Mark Schlefstein is the environment reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly is the city bracing for with Tropical Storm Isaac? How powerful do people think it's going to be?
Well, when people went to sleep last night, they thought it was going to be a Category 2 hurricane when it moved ashore. But at the moment, the forecast calls for only top winds of 85 to 90 miles an hour. So that's a little bit less, only a strong Category 1 hurricane. So I think that's good news.
Now, even if the forecast changes for the worse, New Orleans is much better prepared today, right, than it was leading up to Hurricane Katrina back in 2005.
Absolutely. There's been about $14.7 billion spent on improving the levees. The levee heights have been increased to 32 feet above sea level, well above the expected 7 to maybe 10 feet of storm surge.
And is that all federal money that has paid for that?
Right. Congress approved and appropriated all of that money immediately after Katrina, so that money has been available and has been used to build the system.
Now, you famously did a big piece before Hurricane Katrina about the fact that the city was unprepared for such a major disaster. Do you think New Orleans is ready now?
For this storm, it looks like it is. If the city's faced with a Category 3 hurricane, the city itself would still have to go through a dramatic evacuation. But even so, it would still be significantly less of a problem in terms of damage to property. Even if portions of the levee system were over top, the levees would still be there because they've been built to be more resilient to overtopping. And so the kinds of flooding that we saw during Katrina would most definitely not happen.
Mark Schlefstein, environment reporter with the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.